Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How you doing, my sister?
Good, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Just trying to make it happen.
Awesome.
Let me say
too that I love everything that you're doing. I've been watching you before you had your own platform. So I just want to give my kudos to everything that you've been able to build on your own.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. It really does. Where are you calling me from, Jess?
I'm from Maryland.
Maryland, you're in my neck of the woods.
Yes.
Okay, all right. How old are you, Jazz?
31.
31, young sister, there we go. On average, what are you making a year, average?
I freelance, so let's say like 140, 150.
Did you just say you freelance 140, 150? Like you just kind of playing it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? She's like, you know, I mean, it ain't all right. I mean, about maybe 140, 150. I just do my thing from home. I don't clock into no job. Dang, Jazz. I thought you was about to say maybe about like 35, 40 grand. You like, oh, no, I do my thing. What kind of freelance?
No.
What kind of freelance work?
I do a combination of things. So events and marketing. So if you ever decide you want to host your own events versus just speaking at them, I'm your girl.
Okay.
But yeah, like large conferences. I do smaller, intimate VIP events, like brand partnerships and sponsorships. So a little bit of everything. I've been doing it for like 13 years, so I've done kind of every version of it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. What's your question you got for us?
I want to have multiple properties, right?
Okay.
I bought my first property last year. I want to move on to the second property. And I feel like I understand the real estate game for the most part, right? But my question is more on like my personal finances. So I know you've bought different properties. I know once you talked about living somewhere like in the hood, but a nice home, and then you moved here. But just like how you told her to like stop investing and save and put into the debt, would you recommend someone who's trying to move on from their first home, own their second home and third home to do the same, to like push all their money into investing it that way versus the 401k? Like,
That's a good question, Jazz. Real good question. So let's break down the basics first. I like to make sure we're all on the basics, right? So
sure.
Right now you're self-employed, right? So
I'm self-employed and I have a W-2. With a company. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Is that W-2 full-time or part-time?
I guess I would be considered full-time with them. I feel like I qualify for just enough hours.
Okay. Cool. Great. I love it. All right. Let me get this straight. You're asking me, would I suggest that you move all of your extra resources, your financial resources, into real estate and investing into real estate over investing into a 401k, a Roth IRA, and paying off your debt? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I have no debt besides my house.
Okay. This woman said, I'm young, black, successful, and debt-free. Okay. Are you married?
No, unfortunately.
Uh-oh, brothers, y'all better go get her. Okay, all right, cool. My answer is no, all right, and here's why. Because the real estate game is a great wealth building, great wealth building tool. But there's also a foundation that I want you to continue laying down for yourself. And so I want you to maximize your 401k. With you being self-employed, I want you to maximize your SEP accounts, okay, SEP, right? I want you to maximize your HSA accounts, your health savings account. And I want you to continue investing into those and building that, because that is a guaranteed way to a net worth millionaire. Now, listen, as you're maxing that stuff out, Jazz, yes, go invest in real estate. Absolutely. But do not stop investing into the power of compound interest to go to the real estate market, because the real estate market can be up and then it can be down. We've seen it.
Right.
So, but I love real estate. I literally just told my realtor yesterday here on the show, I was like, hey, bro, I'm ready to get another house. So I was like, yo, this is my budget. You let me know what you can get. But I didn't say I'm ready to get another house and I'm gonna stop investing into the basic things in life. And so right now at 31, young sister, bright sister, clearly bright, you ain't got no debt, just a mortgage. I think you would be hurting yourself. You would cry if you do not have money in the stock market. Because right now, how much would you say, ballpark figure, you probably have invested? Like, honestly. Into the 401ks, IRAs, et cetera.
I might be at 100.
Okay, all right, cool. So you're at $100,000 at the age of 31. Let me just do the math on my website. Hold on a minute, I'll be right back. All right, so we're going to do this. I'm coming out here to my Wealth Builder Tool. Y'all, this is what I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to go to the Wealth Builder Tool, not the Wealth Builder Tool, but to the AnthonyO'Neill.com website. Okay, so Jazz is 31. Jazz can legally retire and pull for her retirements at 67 because she's in my age bracket, all right? So let's just say right now, Jazz has $100,000 inside of her investments. She gets an average 10% return. Jazz, how much could you comfortably, how much are you contributing into your investments right now a month? Very comfortable. Just give me a ballpark. It doesn't have to be exact. Just like, okay, I know I'm doing 100, 300, 500, whatever number that is.
Yeah, let's say 600.
Okay. All right. So Jazz is doing $600 at the age of 31. She could retire at 67. All right. So Jazz, what I'm telling you is to keep doing that. Keep doing $600. All right. So let me ask you this one question, Jazz. Without you seeing my screen right now, if you just keep doing the bare minimum of $600 a month, with $100,000 in the investments right now, how much money do you think you would have if you kept doing that? Just that, nothing else. Not real estate, because you're going to do real estate. But how much money do you think you would have at 67 years old?
I mean, I'm hoping it's at least, you know, maybe like a million. I don't know how far that's going to get me by the time I'm 60, but we'll see.
You'll have $6.1 million.
Oh, that's very off. Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You will invest $259,000. Of your own money into this by 67, but your compound interest will pay you $5.7 million. If you do, if you don't change nothing else today, you will have $6.1 million. Hold on, Jess, hold on. Let me tell you this. This is because you're taking advantage of, how do I say this? You're taking advantage of your age and of the wisdom. I wish I went back to 25, 26 years old. But all right, let's say you got $6.1 million. And let's just say you pull 8% out of that a year. Mm-hmm. Times that by 8%, you're making $488,000 a year. And you've never touched your $6.1 million.
Yeah.
You can live in 30 years with no debt. What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI red teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Offer $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
But check this out though, Jazz. I didn't say don't get into real estate. I just said don't stop doing what you're doing. So if you want to go down to like, you know what? I'm going to stick to that 600. I'm not going to put anything else in there, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start, you know, doing real estate. Now, here's my suggestion to you. If you're making $140,000 a year, times that by 15%, that's $21,000 a year, divide that into 12. I want you to be at least $1,000 investing inside of the stock market, bare minimum.
Okay.
Bare minimum. So let's do that math. Let's say if you put $1,000 in there a month by 67, you go up to $8 million. That's $8 million of your money. And then if you go up, now we're at $8 million. Hold up, let me do this math for you. I want you to see what you're getting, okay? And if you pull out just 8%, I'm being safe here. That's $640,000 a year that your money, the principal of $8 million will pay you $640,000 a year, and you never touch the $8 million. So you can just pull out the interest, live off of that, and pass that down. You're going to be married by the time you're 67. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have some kids by the time you're 67. You're going to have some grandchildren by the time you're 67. And think about it. This is just money from you sitting there and investing, but this has nothing to do with your real estate. This has nothing to do with the business that you started. This is just simply using the power of compound interest. Make sense?
Makes sense. Can I just add in one little extra thing though?
Talk to me.
I have this plan to like cut my house payments. Well, okay, I won't say have this plan, but I did the calculations on instead of 30 years, how do we get it down to 15 and how much?
I love it.
And I want to say it's like my math on that is like $6,000 every year. Mm-hmm. It's like $6,000 every year. Might be a little bit more than that for me to cut it down in half.
Yeah.
Should I not be focused on that while like, would you, I know that's not your situation, but for somebody like me, like, would you say, hey, don't worry about putting the extra money down on the interest for your home, put that into acquiring more so you can, you know, have more passive income.
Is this your forever home? Are you going to keep this home forever?
I'm not going to let go of it, but I'm not going to live here.
But you're going to rent it out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool, great. And if you want to get another home?
Yes.
I mean, you got two options. I'm not mad with you paying off the home. But for me, I do like being debt-free. That is a goal. But if with you being young and you wanting to get into real estate, and if you're renting that out, I mean, you have another option. You can let your you know, your renters pay that home off for you and put your funds in another place. But if you know you're going to be there for another while, like I have a mortgage on my primary home, I'm going to pay it off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eventually rent it out. But I know over the next, I'm going to be in this home for at least another 5 to 7 years. So I want to pay it off. And this year, I want to pay it off. So that way I don't have no debt that I'd worry about, but I'm gonna go out there and get me some other real estate that will have some debt on it, and I'm gonna let my renters pay that off, right? Because I do believe in our community, You know, I know that there are people who say, you know, buy real estate cash. And I, man, if I could do it, I would, right? But I think for us, it's all about what's the strategy and what's the game plan and how do we plan on doing it? I would not say you're crazy for paying off your mortgage. A lot of my friends are doing that and they're called crazy. I mean, well, you can take that money and flip it somewhere else. Here's why I would say pay off your mortgage. It goes towards your net worth. The moment you pay off that house, your net worth has just shot up. Now you're sitting there at 34, at 35, at 36 years old, no mortgage payment. You're 100% debt free, making $140,000, $150,000 a year. And just listening to you, you're going to make more money. You are going to go up. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you are going to be in a great position. The chat is blowing up. They're like, yo, I'm just asking, is she single? Asking for a friend. And they're not asking for a friend, Jazz. They asking for themselves because they're like, wait a minute. Not only is she beautiful, but she's smart in the head and she's asking the right questions. But it's like now I just showed them the map. They're like, yo, she already a millionaire. She gonna have $6 million just sitting inside of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that put it in perspective. I've never done the numbers on that. I've only done the numbers on the house because that's the thing I'm most invested on, right? Like me investing in my 401k and my investments are kind of like on rotation. So I don't monitor it as much. But with this being the new investments, like I really figured out my numbers here. So it's just I never did that math. So that's like really helpful to put it in perspective there.
No, listen, you're going to do that math. And I'm going to show you the math when we get off so we can go full screen. But I really want you to see that math. And I want everyone to see this math because I don't want people thinking I'm lying. Because I really want you to understand this. This is how wealthy people, Jazz and everyone watching, this is how wealthy people become wealthy. Because you just said something. I haven't done the math. Like I haven't sat down and looked at my future and then worked backwards. I haven't sat down and said, hey, well, I've said I want to be a millionaire. I said I want to make a lot of money, but I never sat down and did the work to see what needs to be done. And so now that you know, wait a minute, I can have 6 million sitting in this account and all I got to do is put, you know, 600 in this thing, keep that going. Okay, wait, I'm not stopping that. Let me figure out another way to get into the real estate. Okay, once I'm doing that, let me figure out another way to turn my business into an asset. So now, Jazz, by the time you get 67, you're not just at 6 million, you at 15 million.
Yeah.
Because you got the strategy and you worked backwards. And that's what's important. And let me say this too, before I let you go. Don't date no Negro. I'm serious now, I'm being honest. Do not date a brother who only sees you as a come up, as someone who is smart and as someone who he knows is going to win. I don't think brothers are out there doing that, but there are some, right? And I want you to be safe and protect your heart and date a man who's coming with the same energy as you. He may not have 140, 150 right now, but he got that same drive. He got that same vision. He got that same energy. He got that same work ethic. Because if you are in position at 6 million, oh my God, can you just imagine partnering with a man who got the same vision, who's gonna be awesome getting 6 million by the time y'all retire? Y'all gonna be worth 20, 25 million. But that don't get a Negro that's going to subtract from you. Now you're only worth $2
million. Yeah, we can't go backwards. Yeah, nah.
You know what I'm saying? We cannot do that. I'm not a relationship expert. God knows I'm still looking for my wife. But I know this much. She going to be an asset to me and I'm going to be an asset to her. And when we come together, what she was doing on her own, we gonna multiply. When I come together, what I was doing on my own, we gonna multiply. And we talking about 25, 30, 40 million of when it comes to our net worth because of the strategy. All right?
Yeah.
So Jax, I love you, sister. I love you. You are amazing. I am just super excited for what you're doing. Man, you keep going, you keep growing. And I'm telling you, any more questions, call in, ask us, get into the real estate. We have a show coming out, I think next Friday, with my real estate people. I want you to watch that show and take some notes, all right?
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.